This week, we've been looking back at some of the major legislative battles this session in Concord. One issue that was slow to gain attention was the state's Medicaid enhancement tax. That quickly changed, though, as debate over how to fix the Met became one of the biggest policy issues lawmakers took on in 2014. Joining me with more is NHPR's health reporter, Todd Bookman. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Brady.
Medicaid enhancement tax. This is not exactly a headline-grabbing issue in most cases, is it?
Yeah, it is a bit dry. I think one reason the Met was flying under the radar is exactly that. It is complicated. It is boring on the surface, and as far as taxes go, it's pretty narrowly applied.
And yet it has major implications for the state's 26 hospitals and for the state budget, for that matter.
The Met has long been a big revenue producer for the state. Back in the early 90s, it was set up as a way to bring in federal money. So hospitals would pay the tax to the state. The feds would then match whatever was collected. And then the state would immediately turn around and wire the money back to the hospitals. And if this all sounds a bit shady, it was. The whole thing earned the nickname Metascam. A few years ago, the state changed course. Hospitals were no longer getting back all the money they were paying. Suddenly, a fake tax became a real tax to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars.
And that led to real lawsuits filed by the hospitals, lawsuits that I gather could have cost the state over $300 million.
There were actually two separate lawsuits, one over Medicaid reimbursement rates, the other questioning the constitutionality of the Met. Two lower courts earlier this year sided with the hospitals on that second question, and that really forced lawmakers to figure out a solution. So the bill passed this week does a couple of things. First, it lowers the tax rate hospitals pay, though only by a fraction. The bigger news is that the hospitals will be receiving a lot more money from the state for what's called uncompensated care. That's the money hospitals spend treating patients that don't have insurance. The last big piece of this is that all the money the state collects through the Met now has to be spent on health care rather than it being used to plug up other budget holes.
And in exchange, the hospitals agree to drop the lawsuits.
Almost. 25 hospitals agree to the deal. But there is a holdout. St. Joseph Hospital in Nashua is refusing to settle. And they don't do as much charity care, and therefore they don't really stand to gain anything under this agreement. That means the lawsuits still could move forward, although there's a clause in the settlement that says the other 25 hospitals will continue to pay the Medicaid enhancement tax even if the Supreme Court rules it unconstitutional.
How did this all play out politically?
By all accounts, this is a win for Governor Hassan. Her administration was at the negotiating table with the hospitals very much behind the scenes, and she then announced the deal herself during a committee hearing last month. Some Republicans have complained the settlement deal puts the state on the hook for up to $95 million in the next budget, money that's going to have to come from somewhere. Senate President Chuck Morris was successful, though, in lowering the tax rate, and that was something he really had made a priority. But, you know, as important as the Met agreement is to the hospitals and to state budget writers, don't expect this to become a campaign issue this fall. At the end of the day, it is just too dull, frankly, to interest most voters and most health reporters.
That is the never dull Todd Bookman, NHPR's health reporter. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brady.